Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was Under the Sea Instrumental, and today we have Pamela Cummins with us, and I am having a brain fart day. She tried to call me in. I am running just, I don't know what, I'm having a psychic gone wild day today, I guess. I don't know. Pamela, are you with us here today?
I am. Can you hear me okay? It's been one of
the... Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I'm going to let you do the announcements here because I'm getting my brains together.
Great.
Without me.
I've been having one of those days, too. So, okay, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are here 7 days a week. Follow us on Blog Talk, or you can connect with us on psychicsgonewild.com, and it will, you know, gives a listing of all the different psychics and how to get connected with us. I'm Pamela Cummins, and you can... find me. You can just Google me at Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. Jethro, we have Psychic Jethro, we have Casey Kelly, we have Mystic Celeste, Dina Flanagan, Amy Kavanoff, and, you know, a host of others, you know. So, again, check us. We also have a sister station, Spiritual Learning Connection, and you can follow us on Blog Talk there also. And those are at different times. Those are not seven nights a week. I think it's five nights. I'm really not sure. I am on tonight, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am on with Trish Lesage, and she just released a new book on numerology. She has another book. It should be really interesting hearing about numerology. Unfortunately, we really can't take calls because each reading, you know, it's a very scientific, mathematical, I guess you could say. I really am not sure how it's done. But in order for her to do a chart and give you information, it can take up to an hour and a half. So obviously,
wow.
Yeah, obviously our
that
other
takes
callers.
Time to calculate.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You know, it's kind of like even like doing an astrology chart. You know, you use intuition.
That's almost what I do. I understand that because it's like the stuff that I do. It's like it takes a while to look up. You know, to really look up and do an in depth stuff. It's like it takes time to do it. So I don't do a lot of money anymore.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, she just. And she doesn't want to make any mistakes because I'm sure you have to double check it. But it should be a really interesting show. And again, we have, you know, I think Amy Cavanaugh, Psychic Jethro, Casey Kelly, you know, and who else is on there? Am I missing anybody for the spiritual learning connection?
We are now. That right now, it's you, me, Amy, and we're looking at getting Dina Flanagan on. She had a geographical location with a store, so she was putting in stuff in a moving van and stuff a week or two back. But she wants to have a spot on there, so we're gonna see if she can do get her on there. We're also looking at trying to get Don Milton on, the guy with the EFT thing stuff that was on the other day. It's like it's really cool, and what he does lends itself very well to his teaching format. So yeah, we've got a couple things in the works, and at the moment it's like we're on for 3 days a week for sure, and sometimes four if I can get my act together. We have stuff in archives all the time. Jethro's got his angel stuff that he did in archives. He just got a little bit he got to realizing he'd bit off more than he could chew, and he was feeling time crunched, and that's why he kind of quit doing the angel shows over there. But what he has done so far is over there in archives. Still take people can get benefits from those, and with all those, and it's like I went back and listened to your the night you had with Diane Garrett. It's like that was phenomenal. I really promoted that, and you are amazing. That show alone so far has had last time I checked has over 800 archive listens. So it's like people are listening.
Yeah, for the self love, I was like, whoa, people.
I know.
You know,
I was like, you broke that record, man. It was awesome.
Which is, yeah, I was like, yes, you know, I was excited. And Diane Garrett did the manifesting one, which that's gotten almost 700 views. That's gotten a lot of views, and I'm actually reading her book right now because she was.
Cool.
My guest, I got a complimentary copy of the book. I was so excited when I got it in the mail, and it's excellent. It's really good. It's money and manifesting. And,
awesome.
You know, Belle Salisbury, Gary Loper, Wendy Joy. I had a lot of good guests on.
Yeah,
I know.
And that gal who was the I can't remember her name, which one was it that was the psychic that looked at people's pictures and did who was that?
Christine Leona. Leona.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know so many Chris's and Christine's and Krista's lot of good shows. So if you're sitting around and you're like, what do I want to do? Excuse me. Get some education in those archives.
Right. Right, exactly. And Jan says she hasn't listened to those yet, and she's having that typing dyslexia that I usually have in the chat room. And I was like, well, they're in archives, Jan. It's like at your leisure, go listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have a couple callers who hung in here with us, and it's like in spite of our tardiness and Rob.
We thank you.
You guys, yes, we thank you very much. And it's like we're going to make sure you guys get on here today, so we're going to take our first caller. This is a really long number, so I'm thinking it might be a Skype call. Not sure, but it's like 1422033 something or other. So you are on with us.
Yeah, hi, Pamela. Yeah, this is a Skype caller.
Hi. And what is your name, please?
My name is Deep.
Deep. Okay. First of all, before you even ask your question, I am feeling like, and it's being confirmed because I'm hearing changes. It's a song lyric. I'm also feeling like a rebirth with you, and it feels like good changes. It feels like all aspects of your life, but it feels mostly, I want to say, with money, okay? And it's a good thing. Money, prosperity, you know, and it, with that, it brings positive changes, okay? So.
Okay, I don't quite understand. I'll understand it in the next few days, but has it got to do with the Reiki I got last week about the lady I like recently, the lady I started liking recently?
I'm feeling more like work area, money area, and stuff like that, but it goes all out into the other areas of your life. As far as the lady that, you know, I'm hearing the song, You Are Always On My Mind, that you're thinking about, I'm getting that it's going to take some time with that. I do feel like it going forward, but it's going to go a little slower than what you want. I'm getting just to be very polite and appropriate, okay, with her, and allow the pace to go slowly, and it will develop. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you see a future for us together?
That's what I'm saying. If you take it slowly, okay, go at a nice, slow, comfortable pace. You know, I'm hearing a song lyric, Treat Her Like a Lady, okay? I forget. It's from, like, the 60s. But that's what I'm hearing, is to treat her like a lady. And, yes, I feel it moving forward, okay?
Okay.
Take your time with her, okay?
Right, okay. So I'm actually with her just up until next Friday. So after that, I'm trying to get on to a role into a project where I can work along with her. So do you see us together from March or not?
Okay, I'm not getting a yes or no for that, okay? But I am getting, you know, again, prosperity, lots of money, good things coming your way, like changes, a rebirth, you know, changes in within your life, okay?
Right. So do you see us together from March onwards, meeting together?
Again, I'm just getting, I do see you together, but they're just saying to take it slow. Okay? So I hope that helps, okay?
Okay, thank you, Pamela.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Ignore. I was going to say, pick a spell and ignore. It's like, that's true. Pamela said. All righty. And we have another caller here. Area code 917. 917, you're on with us. 917. They might have up on you, okay? I know that happens. I shouldn't say a lot, but it's like every now and then we do have that. Although they have their hand up to be raised, they're in the queue. So now it's like, you know, sometimes people step away from the phone real quick. So 917, we will put you back in queue there. And really and truly, it's like, Rob, I don't know if you're one of the ones that called in. It's like we have space and time because due to our tardiness, we've got the two people in the queue there. So it's like you get to listen to Pamela and I talk about other topics and stuff. Somebody decides to call in and, you know, see what messages she's got for him. So feel free, you guys, in chat. Call on in. Anyway.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's the way that it's meant to be. One of the things, and I don't do astrology, Kelly, but I feel like the energies were really crazy. Okay, really crazy.
I'll tell you what, we just had a shift. I know something, let's see, today's the 18th, right?
Yeah, because it's feeling much calmer.
Okay, well, it's going to be, there it is. I got those two messed up. Today, Saturn, 2/18/13, and this is Eastern time, at 12:02 p.m., Saturn went into retrograde. It's going to be in retrograde until July 7th. So any shifting that you're, you know, feeling there, it's like Saturn, we're having Saturn retrograde starting today, in fact, a couple hours ago on your time frame. And then the one that we're all not looking forward to, next week, Mercury on February 23rd, Mercury is going to go into retrograde. I know. At least Mercury is a really short one. It's going to only go for like 3 weeks. It's like Mercury will
retrograde. Oh, thank you, God.
From, yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I hate when that goes retrograde. Now, let me ask you a question, okay? What happens when Saturn goes into retrograde?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out. It's like this is one of those things where we had this astrologer that she has her own show. It's like it's Shelly. I think it's Sites. I think it's like SEITZ. She's on Mondays on Blog Talk, like every other Monday. It's like her show was on February 11th, something like that. But she is the one with the planetary stuff. But I do know that Saturn is the planet of, oh golly, of like karmic stuff, of like the great teacher, you know, kind of the father, you know, this and that. A lot of things are really, I'll say, heavy and ponderous when Saturn is in its normal self. When it goes retrograde, I'm thinking everything turns around. Retrograde is kind of like it goes backwards. So it's like where there was heaviness, there might be lightness. Where there was like, you know, teaching, there might be, I don't know, what the antithesis of you know, non-teaching is, whatever. Where there might be karmic lessons, there might be an easing up of, you know, not so many karmic lessons, something like that. But it's like I would have to ask her because I'm not really
actually,
sure.
Actually, Kelly, I just went on Google. Can I tell you what I got?
Yes,
all right, because I said, well, let me, because I was curious, and I'm sure other people. Okay, Saturn is the planet of success. It goes retrograde, okay? This five-month period insists that we slow down. Oh, yeah, do that on Wall Street, right? Consolidate and refocus. In other words, take your time and do things right. That's interesting, okay?
Right.
All right,
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, and what's really neat is the caller we just had. Basically, that's what they said, except it was within his relationship, but I also got things within his business. So, so that means we just can't get it all done. That's not necessarily a bad thing, because we are, especially this country, we do so
we're
much.
We're kind of a tussle-bustle. Yeah,
exactly.
Too fast, and sometimes things are glossed over in the name of, you know, let's hurry, 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 and it's like there's a square dance called hurry, hurry, and it's like, no, instead of hurry, hurry, let's take a little bit of time and do it right, you know, because otherwise if you don't do stuff right the first time, you end up having to redo them, and that ultimately wastes time. So,
right.
Best to do it correctly the first go-around, then you don't have to redo stuff.
I agree.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. It tells me the stuff that I'm doing with trying to do with eBay. It's like I got myself into a project where I'm having to learn eBay. Now, Jethro keeps telling me that, you know, you can do free auctions on eBay, and I went, okay, nobody I've talked to other than him knows about this. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to schedule some time with him and go, okay, tell me about free eBay and how do I do it.
Yeah, I have no idea. My brother-in-law knows how to do eBay. He's real good at it. He drives my sister crazy. He'll get a bunch of good bargains at, you know, at auctions and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, here's a funny story. Here's a really funny story. When I moved from Jersey down to North Carolina, right, you know, I'm packing up my stuff, and I was staying with my sister to, you know, figure out where do I want to stay, and I ended up staying in the same town, right? And she says to me, she's like, oh, where you're staying, the room you're staying, she's like, I'm going to have to move, you know, Frank's soccer cleats. And I'm thinking, well, what's the big deal? It's only
soccer cleats.
Yeah, you know, how many soccer cleats
can
he? Yeah, can he have? So I come down, and it was like a freaking shoe store, okay? Because it was different.
God.
Oh, yeah, because he got a good deal on them at an auction. Yeah, and it was, again, there were so many. It was like ridiculous. And I know because when we were having, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, I moved all of them out of the dining room into the hallway. So we had a nice
pair, huh?
Yeah, and he did end up selling the majority of them. I don't know, but they have like that's how their garage is. You know, he knows he knows how to work eBay, but they have their limits and stuff. So
yeah. Wow, that's really kind of cool. I mean, hopefully he sold them at a profit.
Of course. My brother-in-law would always, even if it's only 50 cents, he's going to make a profit off of you, you know?
There you go. Well, hey, 50 cents is better than, you know, even a penny. A penny's a profit. It's like as long as you're not losing money. It's like that's, you know, that's that capitalistic system. It's like you've got to make money to stay in business.
Right. But there's a whole science to it, you know. It's amazing how much time you can spend on things. One of the things that I really love, and, you know, if anyone's out there listening, I have, if you like Pinterest, I have this Couples in Love. It's a community board. Yeah, it's really neat. It's pictures of couples and animals, but only couples. No, you know, I ask no quotes. And, I mean, people are, I've had to kick people off because they put, like, pairs of shoes on it, furniture, and it's like, this is Couples in Love. You know, I don't understand.
People.
But there's a lot of neat things, and I know people who like to cook like it because you pin a recipe or you go to somebody else and you can find, you know, you say, oh, that looks good, and you click on it and you get the recipe. There's a lot of information, and people love pictures, and I like the funnies, you know. And if I'm not feeling in a good mood, I'll go there and I'll, you know, I'm on this community funny, you know, funny. So
right.
I really enjoy it. But you can spend hours there. It's, like, amazing, you know. But there's also spiritual information. There's just so much, you know, at
cool.
the tips of your fingers. Yeah, yeah.
That is killing me. Oh, had a comment in chat here. Rob says, wow. He says, I'm from New Jersey, and I live in North Carolina. Only coincidences, you know. I'm trying to get him to call in and say, hey, you know, call in and have a reading here. Come on. Anyway.
That's funny. Yeah. There's a lot of people. You know, actually, there are a lot of people, because I went to the post office one time with some packages to New Jersey, and she's like, New Jersey? She's like, the southern lady, she's like, I thought everybody moved down here, you know. She's teasing me.
Right.
You better hope they don't, because you don't know, you don't want that kind of traffic down here, you know.
Wow, yeah, well, the population is. Well, I got a question for you. I haven't asked for a while. It's like, I'm curious as to what's happening. Okay, on the other side, if there's any messages there, but I'm curious as to how, I'll say, how my dad's transformation on the other side is going, because I haven't heard a lot. My mom's been remarkably quiet, and it's like my dad, last time I kind of, and he had any check-in, was like, still kind of confused, because, you know, before he died, he, you know, was having that bulimic dementia, and he was, you know, really in a state of confusion. I'm like going, how long does it take that to wear off?
That's funny, you know? Because before you even said all that, what I got is I saw a man getting up from a hospital bed. Okay.
Wow.
So he's out of the hospital. He's learning how to communicate, and the vision I'm getting, your father must be very visual, because I'm getting a lot of visions with him.
Probably.
And I'm seeing, you know, like one of those loudspeakers, it's like a horn that you speak into.
Bullhorn. Yeah, like a bullhorn.
Yeah, I'm seeing, instead of it at his mouth, I'm seeing it, yeah, bullhorn, that's it. I'm seeing it at coming out of his ear. So what that means to me is he's learning how to listen, you know, because the vibration is different between the other side and here. I do feel that he's peaceful. I do feel that, you know, I'm hearing the song, Where You Lead, I Will Follow. So I feel like your mother, but I'm hearing, I'm also hearing brother, okay? So if he didn't, that's what I'm getting. I don't know if he had a brother or not, but if, I'm hearing brother.
He's got a brother, but his brother is still on this planet.
Okay,
so,
then it might be like a, you know, a good friend or whatever, you know, somebody who feels like a brother is helping him out. He will get in touch with you. And what I am seeing is the way he tries to communicate is I'm seeing him, like, lightly touch your hair. That's how I'm seeing it.
Okay.
All right? You know, but you'll know. You're psychic, even though you deny it. You are.
No, I gave up denial. I'm out of the river in Egypt. It's okay. I'm waiting on the shore.
Okay. You know what, though? And I'll be honest with you. You know, there's always doubt. I mean, even like a couple weeks ago, I was like, am I really psychic? And I'm like, what are you, crazy? Of course you are. And what people have to realize, okay, because a lot of people think they can order, you know, psychic information on demand. It doesn't happen that way. Okay. No, seriously,
yeah, know.
You know? Seriously.
Know.
For an example, and I'm not picking on the man, but when he said, you know, about him and the wife, not the wife, oh, that's interesting. Maybe it's his wife. Him and the woman, are they going to be working together in March? Sometimes I will get a yes, it's definite. But a lot of times they don't answer that way. Okay?
Right.
And
yeah.
Sometimes people don't realize it's for their own good or for their own spiritual growth.
Because they have a lesson to learn, and if you told them the answer, then they wouldn't go through it. It's kind of like
exactly.
kind of like the
what is it, the cocoons, the butterflies have to squeeze through a small opening in order to inflate the wings and stuff. Otherwise, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't work. If you crack them out of their shell, it's like it doesn't help them. It just hurts them.
Right. Right, exactly. That's a great analogy, and the way the information comes, psychics have no control over it. In fact, any psychic that says I am always 100% accurate, I would say run, okay? Because you have free will. Nobody's 100% accurate. You can be high accuracy. And, you know, even people who are like, oh, I'm really good with, you know, when's it going to happen, the time and everything else.
Oh,
well,
time, yeah.
Well, you know what? There are some people who are good at that. However, happens, well, it's almost like hypnosis. When I learned how to do hypnosis, one of my teachers said to me, when your client comes to you, they're already in a state of hypnosis. They're already willing to make that change, okay, because we don't heal them. They heal themselves.
No,
so, if a psychic says it's going to happen in March or April, okay, most people, their free will is going to, that's what, you know, that's like, oh, that sounds good. Yeah, that's what I want. And they kind of direct themselves to it.
To that, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also their free will can say,
on the flip side, you can also shoot you in the foot and say, oh, no, I'm not ready for that. And, bang, you're limping along.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Wow.
So I guess we got a slow day here. It's been a very weird day.
It has. You know, I'm gonna try our caller again here from 917 because they're still hanging on here. So it's like I tried them the first time and I couldn't get anything. It's like they've got the little, you know.
They might 917.
Yeah, possibly. 917. Are you on with us? Sorry, was your phone muted or are you with us? Hello, 917.
No, I don't think they want to talk to us. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not hearing
anything. Well, actually, I am getting something, and it's very simple. I'm just hearing peace and blessings, you know, and they're saying to, I'm seeing like, you know when your hands are kind of like folded and like against your chest? Okay,
yep.
I'm not sure what that's called. I'm seeing that. So to me, that's a prayer meditative kind of state. So,
that's pretty cool. So peace and blessings to 917. Hopefully they're getting this. All righty. Oh golly. Well, we can talk about some of the other stuff ongoing here. I know. Well, we had a wild thing yesterday though. Jethro ended up having to cancel the segment with Janine from London yesterday. Something happened with his. He called me. They were supposed to have been on air like I don't know. He was like 2-3 minutes late, which was like unheard of for him. And he, can you get on and cancel a show? And I'm going, yeah. And he goes, he couldn't get on, he couldn't get the Skype to work, he couldn't get anything going. It's like, you know, he says he was very frustrated. It's like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, okay, so that's what happened to yesterday's segment for you. You know, you guys who were looking for that, it's like he ended up having to cancel that. We're going to try to redo that with her. Now, of course, and then today, yours truly here had some kind of a brain fart moment because, you know, it was really weird because I had remembered earlier when I woke up this morning, okay, noon, got to go. You know, my kids always ask, Mom, do you have a radio show? It's like, no, I got to host Pamela today at noon. I'm like going, I don't know what happened at noon, but, yeah, brain fart occurred. Totally forgot the time. And you tried to call. And it's like I was actually on a phone call with a friend I hadn't heard from for a while, and it's like my phone kept beeping, and I was like going, what the, I thought it was just my alarms going off. It's like, and then something really weird happened, and all of a sudden it's like, she just cut off, and I was like, and I looked at the time, I was like going, oh, Pamela, oh my God, ah, it's like, oh, you know, Keystone Calcium, it's like, oh, shoot, I don't know, so yes, we're having spunky stuff on here.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I'm in Blog Talk trying, because I know this spiritual learning connection. I got that down. I'm like, okay, what is it? Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, it's not that. All right, is it this? Do I have the right passcode? So later on, we're going to have to, you know, after the show, you're going to have to give me that information just in case things happen.
Aha. Yep, okay, I get, yep, I do. I get it. Well, no, yeah. Make sure Mercury is not hitting early. Take time and do it right. All right.
I think it's just, you know, it's probably after Valentine's Day, you know, whatever.
Yeah. There's kind of the slowness. It's like before Valentine's Day, it's like there's always a rush and people go, relationship, relationship, you know. It's like, and I'm going, okay, did everybody get happy last week? What happened? There's days you wonder. I don't know. I think there's a lot of shifting and changing though going on. I mean, just, you know, from totally off topic moment there. It's like some of the stuff that Greg Braden, because I go back to him, the book that he wrote in 2000, I guess it was published 2000, The Isaiah Effect, and it's been talking about, you know, dimensionally shifting and the parallel dimensions we have, you know, beside ourselves. And it's like, and how can you tell when you've dimension shifted, you know, and blah, 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 and all this stuff. I'm like going, you know, I think there's some of that occurring now. There's people, there's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of things, you know, going on, you know, on the planet, either, you know, politically or spiritually, you know, a lot of other things happening and going in. And I think people are really taking that, we kind of got into the Hopi prophecy stuff the other night. And, you know, where they have like that parallel timeline. And they said there's, you know, the Hopi say that their vision of the future is there's the upper line, which is the one of greed, profit, and comfort, and it ends in a, you know, zigzag line with people and their heads are kind of like floating above their bodies type of thing. And then the lower line is the one where it's, you know, love, balance, and strength, and people following that path live to be advanced ages, you know, even through this little tribulation time, you know, they live to be advanced ages, you know, their crops grow well, all this stuff. But people, we are in the time of choosing, something like that, and we're in the time of, you know, what we choose is going to make a difference how long our tribulation or our testing lasts. I'm like, I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people may be waking up to the fact it's like, wow, we're, you know, we're really a lot further along in different places and spaces than we thought. And there may be a lot of people, you know, shifting paths, so to speak. And it's like there's, you know, raising the vibration consciously, unconsciously or something. It's like I do know it's like we've gotten a lot of calls with people go, you know, saying stuff like, you know, wow, it's like I was never really a spiritual person. It's like, you know, all of a sudden it's like I'm, you know, I'm on this path and I didn't even know I was on it. It's like, wow, okay, well, let's go with the flow. What's going on? So I know there's a lot of changes, a lot of hopefully positive changes going on. So I don't know. Have you seen anything in that, you know, with your clients or with, you know, dealing with people or public?
Yes, I have. I've seen more and more people opening up to it. If you want to say coming out of the spiritual closet, okay. And many of them, that, I don't know how else to put it, because, you know, especially like with, you know, people who have a strict religious background, you know, and,
right.
You know, being in the South, you know, there
oh,
are
yeah.
a lot of people, and I'm very careful, you know, I pick and choose.
Right.
And I let my intuition say, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, I get the vibe, but, you know, I could be wrong, and I just don't want to have a lecture, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And but a lot of people, you know, are shifting away from that. And one of the things, if you were brought up with a religious background, you know, whatever it is, you know, you don't have to give that up. That's your
right.
foundation. You know,
exactly.
There's, you know, I'm an interfaith minister, so I've studied all kinds of different religions, and there is a lot of good in it. And, you know, just like
oh, yeah.
with anything, there are some bad. And it's
right.
a lot of times it's the people, you know, it's
yeah.
more
with
so.
Anything.
You know, there are people who, you know, don't. You need to express yourself and be who you are, but have that
right.
foundation, but also expand. And yes, I do see a lot more people. You know, I'm going to say it again because my guides are pushing me to say it. The spiritual closet.
Yep.
You know, because
if
you look at all the religions, basically they all have one thing in common: love. Being a better person,
right.
being more godlike, so to speak. You know?
That makes sense, yeah. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah, so, yes. People are shifting, people are changing. You know, even my father, okay, he's been doing it for a while, but just his whole way of lifestyle is so holistic. He used to have a lot of back problems and eat junk, not the best food. Now he's like really careful about what he eats. He works out at the gym. You know, this man is, what is he, 77, 78 years old, you know. You know, he has tried some holistic, you know, healing. He, of course, he does the medical because that's what he was, you know, raised on, and that's his belief. But even him, he has a shift. I mean, come on. He, you know, he edits my stuff, okay? You know, my stuff is kind of woo-woo, you know, so he is,
right.
is changing.
So he's being exposed to what you believe just by editing and reading, because you cannot just, you know, you cannot just proofread something and not necessarily notice content. So he's getting
right.
You know.
Right, right.
Without having to acknowledge that it's my daughter's teaching me. It's like, you know, because there's a big thing with that. It's like my dad, you know, oh my goodness, if I ever went to try to tell him anything, he's like, well, I know so much more because I've lived so much longer and blah, blah, blah. It's like my dad, you know, had that moment going. I was like, well, you know, I know stuff too, though. It's like I may not have lived as long, but I know different areas and different stuff that could never get that acknowledgement.
Right. And, you know, and it's funny because I don't even try and do that. Like, you know, if I see something like, because he has a small self-publishing, and I saw this thing that made, like, uploading ebooks easier, and quite honestly, I didn't understand it. I even said, I don't understand this, Dad, but I'm getting a feeling that you would like this, you know? And I sent it to him, and he's like, oh, thank you, that was very useful, you know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
And what amazes me is, like, somebody his age, it's like, you know, because a lot of people, as they get older, I mean, my dad would never even try to even turn a computer on. I said, it's not that intimidating. I said, it's, you know, think of it as a glorified typewriter. It's like a typewriter that runs on electricity, you know. It's like, and when you type, it just types onto the screen. But he wouldn't even try it. He would not even try one. It's like he was very, very stuck, you know, in... Of course, I don't know. You know, he was, what, 1919, you know, so it's like, yeah, I guess he'd seen enough changes. He didn't want to do anything more clerical, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but it's going, you know, the things that he did type, he had an old school, I have it now, manual typewriter.
I've actually typed on those.
Yeah. Well, that's what we learned on in school, because we didn't have electric typewriters when I went to high school. We learned on manual typewriters. You know, but he would never make the shift. It's like anytime he wanted to type, he would drag out that old typewriter and he would type on it manually. I was like, okay. And it's like, you know, here's a correction tape, Dad. You want some correction tape? The, you know, brand new stuff here. Look at this. You know, you can use whiteout. You can use this. He did accept that. He liked that because that was a lot easier than some of the stuff that he had. So I did convert him to correction tape. That was about the only thing that, you know, that I could do. But he would not go on. So I find it really, really amazing and really awesome that your dad is, you know, I'm going, wow, ebooks and computer. It's like, that is so cool.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, quite honestly, he's better than me. In fact, I needed some help. And he's like, oh, Google that. And, like, I'm really busy and I'm thinking, you know, sometimes when I Google things for information, it takes me, like, so many tries to try and find it. And he'll just, he knows exactly what to Google. He'll go in once, da-da-da-da, and it comes right up. And I look at, you know, because he'll send me information. I'm like, do you know how long that would have took me hours to figure that out, you know? And
what's your dad's astrology? When is his birthday?
February 6th.
He's an Aquarius. He's the 6th, mine's the 7th.
Oh,
my goodness.
Neat. Oh, happy birthday.
Cool. No wonder. That is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So
we have about a minute. Oh, that is another Aquarian person. Okay, well, that explains why he's open.
Yeah. Kelly?
Wow. Yeah.
I thought I lost you for a minute. So we got a minute?
We got a minute. We got 60 seconds. So let's tie up for the last 60 seconds. Anything we want to say here?
Catch me tonight on the Spiritual Learning Connection. My guest, hopefully she'll show. It's a crazy day, you know. Is you never know. Trish Lesage. If not, I'll go on and I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's about numerology, which is going to be really cool. And check us out on psychicsgonewild.com. And also follow us on Blog Talk. And you can find my information, Pamela Cummins. .com. And Kelly, do you have anything to say?
Jethro and I are still doing coffee. 719-289-4907. And it's like, you know what? Just a real quick thought. It's since we're doing stuff right, it's like call her ahead of time and say, you know, we've got such a flat day. I'm just calling to confirm with you tonight, so she'll be there. She doesn't have a brain.
I did. I did send her an email. I'm gonna have to see if I can find her phone number if I don't hear from her.
There
but
you
you're
go.
Right. You're right. Definitely. I will do that. And I get to have the pleasure of taking my cat, who happens to come up right by me, to the VET today. Oh, yeah. Lucky me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, spell that out.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, and
oh,
he,
my goodness.
And I call him the Bruiser.
Understand.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying that out loud, you know? Let's spell
right.
that. Wish me luck, people.
Go hide. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, look, I got some tuna for you, Merlin. Here we go. And he's going to lay his ears back and go, "You're trying to trick me. I know you are. Where are we going?"
I have this, I'm not even going to put them in the carrier. I have this huge tent, okay? It's like a little kind of like tent, and it's very roomy, and I'm just going to throw them in there and zip them in. Oh, he knows what that word is. That's, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have fun with that. It's like we're going to go, we got rained on earlier here, and now we're going to go unload stuff in storage that got rained on because we didn't have a tarp on it. So, yeah, I'm going to take towels and go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're going to go have fun the rest of the day. It's going to be really, really entertaining. Oh, it snowed. Forgive me. My daughter corrected me. It did not rain. It snowed. So, okay, we can maybe possibly... It snowed a little. So we can take a broom and we can go brush it off. We'll be fine.
Oh, well, that's a lot easier. That's one time when a snow is a blessing, you know. It's raining here. So, again, it was 36. Then yesterday was a high 45, and today is 60. It'll be interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Lots of fluctuations.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and adios to our chat room. It's like, and thank you guys for being here. And we are officially, you know, off. It's still recording, but, you know, we're officially off air. So, anyway.
All right.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. You know, it's like, I was going to ask you about that. It's like, you know, the miraculous stuff that happened, because I was going, you know, because all I got was just a little verb. It's like, you know, a miracle happened. I don't have to move. It's like, What happened? It's like, how, you know, God rained money on you, the money tree grew, right?
Yes,
no.
yes. And, you know, and quite honestly, part of the stipulation is I can't say how, who, but what I can do is, what I have to do is keep on working, which is not a problem. You know?
And that was funny because I did get that. It's like there was something, there's something there that, it's like they didn't want you disrupted by having to do a geographical move because that would have set you back.
Right.
It's like, I don't know what else, you know, what else was going on, but it's like going, no, it was important. Important for you to kind of stay where you're at so your flow is not interrupted. So,
yeah.
And whatever's going on, it's like, that's okay. So I'm like, okay, this is good. She's safe. She's going to be fine. Things are going to be good. It's okay.
Yay.
But yeah. I have that email essentially. It's like, I have reservations sometimes about saying things because I'm like, my guys argue. It's like, you know, my angelic ones, it's like, you know, they have these debates and it's like, there's like a council and they vote. They vote on stuff. It's like, who wants to, you know, this way? I was like, going, okay, whose vote's going to win? It's like, you know, it's going to be 5-4 on some of these.
Oh, that's
funny.
That's funny.
It is. I mean, Jeff has told me that for years, and finally I'm getting some of the conversations are going, oh, my God, maybe I'm glad I didn't have to listen to all this because these guys are like the best high school debaters you could ever think of, college,
well,
you want to name it. I'm like going, oh, my goodness.
What you can say, you know, is, hey, guys, love you. I don't want to hear the debates. I don't want to hear the arguments. When you come up with the final answer, tell me.
Let me know. Yeah, but I mean, I was excited at first because I'm going, this is the first time I've really gotten to, you know, to hear them, you know,
right,
on different things. So I'm like going, I'll listen to the debates for a while until it starts going on to the point where it's like, I'm trying to work over here. And it's like, you know, can I mute the volume? You guys keep on going. It's like, I'll tune back in when I got some time for this. I'm trying to do other stuff right now. So thank you very much. It's like, and I'll tune in later.
Well, you can do that. That's the cool thing. So, well, listen, I better go because I have my little adventure ahead of me. So
there you go.
And I got to go before
the
high school gets out because I don't want to get caught in my little
traffic
jam. Yeah, because it'll take me a half an hour to get down the block. So.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I live really close to the high school on the opposite, not next to it, but, you know, close enough, like less than a quarter mile away. So.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Close.
Okay. We'll let you trust on down.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.